Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I hope you are doing well and are doing much better than what I am doing right now. I've had a hectic day and I have a headache that will just not go away. But I've got things to do, plans to see to, and things to tick off my list. And getting this episode done is one of those things, but it's one of the... Honestly, I think this might just be my favorite episode. I'm trying to find a good way to phrase that and I'm just not getting there. Like I said, my headache is not going away. So forgive me for any dumb delays you might hear. But today's episode is about money management and financial independence, especially for women in today's day and age. And I don't know why, but I love talking about money. Especially when it comes to money management and breaking down finances and how to do things. That is something I love. But today's topic in general is how women manage money and how they become financially independent. That is the angle I'm approaching for Women's Month, especially because of the stats I used last week regarding financial inequality and emphasizing the fact that men make a lot of the decisions around women. So that was what I wanted to discuss today. A quick disclaimer I feel I should just put here before we go any further. What I'm eventually going to say is not to be taken as professional financial advice. It's not professional in any sense. If you do need any, go speak to a banker or a financial advisor or someone who just knows professional information regarding money. This is just my own nonsense and things that I've learned the hard way, and I'm just sharing that knowledge with you. So that disclaimer's out the way. Let's get on to the actual episode. Women have come a long way in order to be allowed to do basic level things, like being able to actually go out and work, or being allowed to go wherever they want and not being restricted in a lot of ways. And honestly, there's still a lot of taboos or unofficial restrictions, if I can put it that way. Like, if you're a woman, you don't go out too late at night. You don't go to dodgy places, even though it's not illegal. Those types of things. So, women have come a long way. And I did mention points in last week's episode that I'm going to reiterate. So, if you want those documents or websites, I will link them again below so you can find them there. But that I did discuss last week, you can go check out. I will refer to them later in the episode, but I just wanted to mention that again, that if you haven't listened to last week's episode, maybe give that a listen before checking out this one. Anywho, I did cover things in that episode, like the fact that in some countries, men hold all the decision-making power in a household, and women don't have the ability to even hold their own documents or have access to their own IDs, passports, important documents like that for their life, let alone even be able to take those documents to go open a bank account of their own. Those types of things are determined by the men or the man of the house, if I can put it that way. And the fact that women can't open up a bank account, do not have access to their financial documents or even just their ID documents, can make life unnecessarily difficult and put them on the back foot when it comes to financial independence. Because you can't open a bank account, you can't have control of your money, you can't work with it, you can't do things. Yes, there is cash, but that's always high risk, especially in today's digital age where everything is done virtually, online, mobile banking, things like that. And it just adds an extra hurdle for no good reason. Having financial independence as a woman is important, and the first step is being able to have access to these things and be able to open a bank account first and foremost. But also, once you do have that, to understand what it is to be financially literate and have a good financial education to lean on. This is why I feel financial independence is important, especially for women. Because it opens up a lot of doors. You can have a whole bank account with a whole lot of money that you have made through online jobs, through all sorts of things that you can find, like passive income strategies that you can do via social media. People can pay you into that account and no one has to know. And especially if you're living in a very oppressive society, having this all going on without anyone's knowledge can allow you to escape from that life while still being able to be financially stable. So, why is it important to be financially independent and what can we do about it? For each person, this will look different because we all have our own unique money issues. And it's never just a single thing. It's usually a combination of a few. Some people could have a fear of not being in a stable home because they've maybe had to move around a lot as a child. And therefore, for them, needing to own a property can feel like a stable thing for them. And that is what they will feel is their ultimate dream financially. For another person, it could be having an emergency fund, and a good one at that, because maybe something happened when they were younger and their family had to take out a lot of loans in order to sort out this thing that happened. And because they didn't have an emergency fund, it's been a difficult financial life for them growing up. And in their mind, if they just had an emergency fund, everything would have been fine. But no, they didn't. And it's loans, it's interest. And due to that, they've always had a hard financial way of being. So these types of things can affect a person. And even someone who was in the exact same situation and dealt with it could have a different issue. For example, if you grew up in a household where you couldn't always afford groceries, for one person that issue could manifest in forcing them to always have food in their home, which is a financial expectation because you have to pay for groceries or grow food, or to always have that is their biggest financial goal. So making sure that they can always afford food is their issue that they end up growing up with. Whereas for someone else, that same issue could manifest as always being out of the house, therefore always being near restaurants or fast food places to have access to any type of food they can have instantly. And that requires a lot of money because eating out is expensive. And this can cause money problems down the line, but it's a way of them solving that issue. Is it correct? Probably not, but it does feel good to them. And that's the thing. Everyone has their own issues they need to work through, but at least understanding it is going to make a whole lot of difference. So that is just a way of saying to each their own, and each issue to each person can be different. For me specifically, because all I can do is speak of my own experience, is that I want to own my own home. Or my own apartment, whichever one, my own place. And I've been speaking about it for a while, but it's only recently that it's become very clear to me why I want it. And I'm not going to share that. But I will say that one of the main reasons I'm looking for a better job is because I want to be able to afford my own place. A bond is expensive, and since I'm doing it alone, as in I don't have a partner to help me in any way, shape, or form, whether it's a platonic partner or a romantic partner, I'm doing it alone. There's no one to pay half the thing for me or help me finance it, which I'm fine with. I'm actually quite happy about that because it's a pride thing for me. Not in an arrogant way, it's just in an independent kind of thing. Like, I bought this, I own this, this is mine. So for me, my focus right now is three things. And the first thing is saving up for my retirement, which is something I think everyone who starts working should build into their budget from the get-go. And especially putting it in a tax-free savings account will help. Yes, they do have a yearly cap on how much you can put in. But the thing about it is, when you take it out at the end, you won't have to pay tax on withdrawing the money. Yes, you will put money in, you will have to pay tax on that, but when you withdraw the money, there won't be extra taxes, which is nice. The other two things I'm saving on is more short to medium term savings goals, and these are for my bond registration fees as well as a small deposit. I know exactly the amount I want to save, and I should reach this goal by about mid next year. Hopefully, fingers crossed. And the other thing is a basic emergency fund. These are things I have started really cracking down on, even though I have been saving for it in some type of way since last year or a few years prior. But not only should you know why these goals are important to you, but you should also know what you're going to do once you've reached these goals. Because for me, saving up for appliances for the home I will eventually own is something I'm going to start saving towards once I've reached my first savings goal, which is having the bond registration fees and a small deposit saved. Once I'm done, the money I keep putting towards that will now instead go to saving for my appliances. And also, once I've reached my goal with my emergency fund, I'm still going to contribute to my emergency fund because honestly, you can never have enough. But instead of contributing the whole amount to the emergency fund, I'm going to put between, I think, a quarter and a half into a upgrade or maintenance type of savings account, meaning the money that goes into there can be used for upgrades or maintenance on my home once I buy it and own it, because that is the way you are going to take care of something. You are going to maintain it, you are going to keep it in peak physical form, and also just like things you like around the house, you just like, ooh, that looked nice, I don't like it anymore, new year, new me, let's throw it out and put something better in its place. Obviously, I'd either thrift it or upcycle or something like that. But that is just a way of knowing what I want, why I want it, and going for it, knowing that once I've reached that goal, I have something else. I'm not just going to waste that money that I've been intending to save and to use for good things. And these things are different for each and every person. For me, it's my home. Other people who maybe have children, they might be thinking, oh, you know, my children's education is important, let me start saving for that. For people who are maybe close to retirement, what they want to do when they retire will be a good thing to think about and to save for. They could maybe start looking for a smaller home and start preparing to sell their bigger home and start downsizing or downgrading some of their things. They might decide to start putting money intentionally into a savings account or a investment account and plan a vacation, you know, to each their own. Everyone is different. And for women especially, this is really hard. Women tend to be the heads of households in poorer communities. And that is difficult because sometimes it's not just a mother that's the head of the household, it's a grandmother, and she's taking care of all of these children or grandchildren after going her whole life taking care of her children. That is hard. And the fact that there is a lack of education, not only in the general sense of schooling, but also financial education and literacy, which makes managing these things even more difficult. Because if you don't know you have options available to you to do better with, you aren't gonna do better. And that is always my biggest thing. Learning how to work with what you've got and growing it from there. That I think is something that we can all work on. Especially once you start doing therapy, doing reflection, doing shadow work, you find things that you didn't know caused problems. And it could be something valid, or at least something seen as valid, like maybe you've grown up in poverty and not being financially stable is like triggering for you. Whereas other people might say, you know, I never got that toy that I wanted, or I never got that thing that I wanted. And other people might see that as not valid. However, you are valid in your wanting what you wanted, but letting it go, grieving for that loss and moving on is generally a better option, especially because people don't understand you are allowed to grieve for things you never had. You are allowed to grieve for things you wanted and never got, and that is okay. But living in the past and continuously kicking that dead horse is not gonna do you any favors. So pick yourself up from your bootstraps, go cry about it, journal it out, express your emotions in whatever way you need to, and then pick yourself up and keep going. Because life is moving forward, not backwards. You can't live in the past. That's not a fun place. Trust me, you're better off today than you were yesterday, because you're older. Even if it's by a day, and you might have just learned something on the way. So do that instead. Let me get back to my point. Having financial literacy, especially for women, is important. But a lot of people have tried to contradict this and say that money is the root of all evil, or, oh, when you get money, you'll see how a person really is. And like, that might have some grain of truth, but it's not the complete truth. And I'll say why I beg to differ. It's because it's not about the money you have or how much of it you have. Instead, it's rather what you choose to do with what you've got. That is always something I've maintained. Just because you have a lot of money doesn't mean you're a good person. And honestly, what you spend your money on is your thing. That is your business. I'm never gonna judge for what you spend on. I might have an opinion on it, but it's still your money to do with what you please. And the thing that always gets my goat is that people think, oh, if I give you a lot of money, you're just gonna waste it. If I got given like $1 million, I can tell you a quarter is gonna go straight into a savings. That is guaranteed. Straight into a savings. No questions asked. But that's just me. I always think of saving money first. And that's not everyone's mentality, and that's okay. But what you choose to do with your money is important. Because whether you have $1 million or whether you just have 100, that is going to make the difference. If you are going to make smart financial decisions, you'll be better off. If you don't, that's on you. But the thing is, don't see the bad habits and things you do around spending and then complain without wanting to change it or make a difference to yourself and to your life. That is not on. And look, I am not going to tell you what to do with your money unless you are my sister. She knows this. Yes, I'm talking to you. But just please make your money work for you. You worked hard for it. Especially in this economy, you have to count every cent. So why not make every cent count? Put it to good use. Don't spend it frivolously. And if you do, do it as part of like a fun budget. Like have money set aside for just spending it impulsively on whatever you want. But when that amount of money is done, it's done. That is the only thing I'm going to preach about. Take my advice, don't take it. That's fine. But live your best life, but also forget you have a whole life to live. Okay? Life is longer than you think. The world is more expensive than you can even believe. And there's more money in this world than you can even fathom. So it is possible to do whatever you want financially and be able to achieve it. So go out there and make it happen. I'm going to end it off there before I end up wasting the rest of this episode. And I'm going to continue on to the song of the week, which is Money by Cardi B. I'm always a person who just loves the lyrics. And I like the lyrics she uses. They aren't very friendly for podcasts. And I don't want to be flagged as explicit, so I'm not going to quote them. But there is a reference she makes where she's basically saying she needs money for a child. And she's going to work it, you know? So, go Cardi. I know there are a couple of other songs, especially the one called Moneybag off her first album from 2018. I freaking love that song. But it's more about flaunting wealth and not more of the song where she's kind of like earning it herself, making things happen. She's got to do what she's got to do. You know, she needs to fly, so she's going to buy her own jet. She's not just going to travel like everyone else. Like she's next level. And I like that. And yes, I know she has a very controversial past and present. But that aside, she's been doing this for a long time and she's earned her stripes. She's only now getting the money and the accolades and the status and things like that. And I think that's cool. Because no matter what you do, as long as you keep trying, you'll get there one day. And that's kind of like me. I know I've maybe got two people, maybe a few others listening, and thank you for that. But one day I'll get wherever I'm supposed to be with this podcast. If it never blows up, either way. If it does, it does. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Either way, I'm still going to do it because I genuinely love sitting here doing this. But yeah, that is it from me. I hope you have had a good weekend. You continue to have a good week. And you don't have a headache because it's really not fun. And I hope you make good financial decisions. I will see you in next week's episode. Love you. Bye.